making no reason, no re- he was being totally unreasonable. Like he wanted it to be okay that he pushed a hologram theory, but he wanted this guy to ban any talk of any media fakery at all on Killtown site, and this guy's basically laughing at him. And then it just sounded so crazy to me, because I've heard Jeff Hill before, and I've heard him talk to these people like Devin Clark and some of the other people he interviews, yeah, supposedly.
Stanley Pramnath too.
And you know, did you just happen to have a room on the 35th floor? Yada 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 yada. And
yeah, I mean, he was doing some, you know, good stuff there.
It seemed like good stuff, but now it seems like he's totally discredited that, and now he's saying he believes it was a hologram and all this other shit.
Yeah, well, all that stuff he did before could have been staged. Right?
Yeah. Oh, makes sense.
You know, it's definitely. Like Alex Jones having David de Rothschild on the show, and, you know. But can we jump to aliens, back to aliens again, because you guys were talking about that?
Yeah, sure.
Because I think there's a sort of parallel between the whole alien thing and 9/11 in an obscure way that I'll try to make clear. But, now when I use the term aliens, I mean, you know, advanced beings that could be from another planet, they could be from another dimension, or they could be the fallen angels, as some people believe. That pretty much covers it, I think, right?
Or a jinn demon or whatever. Yeah, whatever you want to type thing. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, now if you believe, you know, let's say that advanced civilizations exist somewhere in the universe, and they're able to travel here, or from another dimension, whatever. But the important points being that they're advanced beyond us, and that they can come here to our planet, our dimension, whatever. Do you believe that?
Here's the thing. As far as that goes, I don't know.
I'm not saying do you believe they're here. I'm just saying do you believe it's possible.
Well, I think a lot of them could be possibly conjured up demons by these people. I think that's a very, you know, thing. And I think either that, if not, then I think they're either pre-humans or post-humans, possibly.
No, can I, John, can you ask me your question? Can you ask the question again to me? I didn't hear the question. I want to answer
it.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know, let me put it another way. Okay, I believe that it's possible that advanced civilizations live on other planets.
Yeah.
On other star systems, yeah. Whatever.
And I'm agree. I would agree with that totally.
You know, I think that's more likely than you know, we're the only supposedly intelligent life in the universe. So if they exist, then there's the possibility that they have been here, that they have meddled in our affairs, either genetically modifying us or interbreeding or. You know, whatever all these stories are, like, in other words, I don't believe in the Disclosure Project. I don't necessarily believe Roswell, you know, was a crashed landing or any of the shit that we've been told. I don't necessarily believe any of that. But the irony is that I do believe it's possible that, these aliens have been here for a long time and have meddled in our affairs. Right, it's possible. I haven't seen any totally convincing evidence.
I can't say for sure, but I would say that with like the shit with the pyramids and all these perfect cuts with these cool, right. These tools that weren't even around and all this shit, I would say that there is evidence that there were some sort of other beings here at one time.
I think it's a possibility. What I'm getting at is, you know, if and when they stage this blue beam thing, it's probably going to be staged. But at the same time, there may be some truth to the whole story somewhere, and they could be. See, I tend to doubt if aliens were here. Let's put it this way: if they're dealing with our governments and hiding themselves from the public, then I would have to say their intentions are probably not good. Right? If they're if they're in cahoots with our governments, unless they're I don't know. It's just the point is that there's a whole bullshit side to it, and yet there's a whole there may be some truth to some of it somewhere aside, which I think is very ironic.
I definitely think so too. I actually got into a lot of this research starting out in the ufology type stuff. And, I definitely think that there's some truth to it. I don't, like you said about Roswell and stuff, I think it's a lot. It's very hard to prove that it would make sense that they would fake something like that. I can't rule out there being life on other planets. And it would make sense to, that Mars seems like it would be inhabitable, and there's other, and God knows what's in other,
just tell us. Go ahead, John.
Well, you guys are younger, and so you might remember what I remember when I was younger, which is you just kind of know things, or you think you, like, that whole Mars thing, I don't know if it was something I read or what, but I seem to remember back in my 20s or so coming up with that thought. I thought it came out of my own head, but it might have been, might not have, I don't know. But that, we Earthlings may have originally been Martians.
Possibly.
And that, there's something was happening to the planet and we came here and then, somehow we lost the technology or, whatever. I mean,
they're hiding the technology, makes it. And here's another thing, John, actually, too. Is the moon actually? Supposedly, when you go if you mathematically were to, look into the diameter of the moon and everything, supposedly it's not a natural rock. In other words, somebody towed that there type.
Well,
thing.
it's way bigger in relation to its, home planet than any other moon in our solar system.
And isn't it true that it doesn't spin on its axis, so we never see the backside of it, and that's the only celestial body to do
that? Yeah, that's another anomaly, and like Justin was pointing out...
That's a pretty big anomaly, wouldn't you say, John? I mean, the thing doesn't spin on its axis?
And so is the fact that it's just the right size and distance to allow a perfect eclipse of the sun.
Right.
I've heard these theories before, and I've kind of believed into them a little bit, but I've been afraid to talk about them kind of on the radio. But,
how many coincidences have to pile up before they're not?
Yeah, exactly. And we know that NASA has lied to us continually about the moon and that they've never been there.
I don't think we can say that.
Well, we at least as far as we know, they've never been there on the Apollo missions.
Here's another one of those ironies, right? Because, we know they faked the Apollo mission, but if you believe that, they've since the 1800s or whenever, I don't know, what the timeline is, but, I think we probably all agree that they have, advanced technology we don't know about. The only question is how advanced. So it's quite possible that back in the 60s, the Apollo program was a cover for, a real moon mission of some sort or, something like that. I think all we can say for sure is that they faked what we saw was fake. But that doesn't necessarily mean they didn't go. That doesn't mean there aren't bases on the moon. But again, I don't really believe the pictures I've seen of, supposed structures on the moon and whatever. I mean, you can't believe any pictures, so we don't have any evidence. It's just kind of a thought experiment, But it's just another, I'm finding there's so many ironies like that of there's the bullshit side of the alien story, then there's the possibility that something is real about it, and same with the moon, they faked it, what we saw was all bullshit, but at the same time they might have gone or done some other deep space mission, whatever. They could have bases on Mars for all we know right now.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. And I wouldn't doubt that they, I wouldn't doubt maybe they really did go. And we've said that before, that if they did go, it was on a secret space mission. But I tend to believe they didn't go at all. But there are too many anomalies about the moon that I don't like, I mean, I don't like the fact that it doesn't spin on its axis. You never see the other side of it.
If it is artificial, then there have been aliens here.
And John, how do you feel about this theory too? And I actually have a theory
they could be
that...
watching us. It could be a big observation deck,
right.
Earth.
But check this out now too. I also have a theory that these aliens are actually humans from the future, that they've actually gone and they're space traveling back type thing, and they're space traveling back to check on us or, maybe seeing if they can change events in history or, I don't know. But it would kind of, make sense, because if you look at, if the evolvement of them is true, if they're living on a different atmosphere, they might end up looking like what the supposed Greys would look like, or the Nordics would supposedly look like, if they were on a place that didn't have the sun or whatever as much as we did. They might turn gray, they might, and because they actually, had all this transhumanism type stuff, they might have actually become asexual, there's now no noticeable sexual organs on them or whatever, So I mean, it's definitely something to think about, and it's something I can never say 100%. But go ahead.
I don't think we can rule that out. Obviously, that's totally dependent on whether time travel is possible or not. Mm. My personal opinion would be I would find it easier to believe another planet than the future, but who knows? Like I said, they could be spiritual demons from another dimension. We don't know, all we know is that there's probably some sort of advanced life forms.
Here's a quick thing I wanted to get into real quick too. And now, if you guys remember, now Aleister Crowley is one of his famous drawings is of a thing I believe it's called Lamb, LAM. I could be wrong with that name. Might be something else. Maybe be confusing with another alien. But supposedly, he drew this thing that he supposedly conjured up as a demon, and it looks exactly like what the supposed gray alien would look like. And it really makes you wonder. And obviously, these occultists, they do these things for a reason. Obviously, all this weird worship and whatnot. So it makes you wonder. What do they know that they're so big into worshiping these planets and the sun and everything else? And, it kind of makes sense. And that's why I also think it's possible that, like you're saying, it could be conjuring up some type of demon and it's very possible. I don't know. Of course, the Book of Enoch, why did they leave that out if that had so much, talking about all this stuff, and that may be disinfo about the Nephilim and fallen angels and all that stuff. I don't know. It's hard to tell what's real and fake because.
Well, the thing that he conjured up, if it was a demon, then it presumably it could take any form it wanted. Right? It may not look like. I got to tell you this story. This is just short, but this happened to me once a long time ago. This chick just appeared on the scene. I can't remember her name now. And everybody thought she was really cool. This is back in the hippie days, and she was making electric jewelry, you know, earrings and stuff that had little flashing lights and whatnot. And she just appeared somewhere. She was sort of I think she said she was a groupie or something from, I forget what band it was, but anyway, she just appeared on the scene and you know, in among my friends and stuff. And she ended up moving into a house that my brother was sharing with a few people. And these people got along, like, really great. You know, they were there for living together for a year. They've been friends for quite a while. And they all got along great. And then she appeared, and everybody thought she was fantastic. She was, oh, what a great person. You know, she's so nice, and she's talented, and this and that. And within, I don't know, like a month of her moving into that house, all those people were at each other's throats and arguing all the time. And all the time they were still saying how wonderful she was and everything. And one day I was over there and I was sitting there talking to her on the couch. And I, you know, I swear I wasn't like on acid or anything. You know, I might have smoked a joint or something. But I'm looking at her, and you know, all of a sudden I was hallucinating her face, turned into like it, I don't know, within I don't know how long it was, 30 seconds or something, just a short amount of time. Her face morphed from, I don't know, it was like 100 faces or something in 30 seconds. It was, I've never, you know, it was the most bizarre experience I've ever had. And some of these faces were like really beautiful, and some were like hideously ugly.
Hey, John, have you seen A Scanner Darkly, the movie?
I think I have with...
But Alex Jones has a cameo in it, and you have
I don't think I've seen the whole movie, but I've seen some bits of it with him. Yeah.
All right. Well, that kind of sounds like in that movie, and they would kind of do a predictive program of that with the scatter suit that Keanu Reeves is wearing, where it always shows a different face or whatever type of you know, different people look at it and can see all these, you know, faces changing on it almost type thing.
I'll have to check that out because this was like really I just sort of, you know, shook my head that it was like a really, really bizarre thing. And you know, just the fact that everybody thought she was so great and she, you know, and I said to my brother and their friends, I, you know, one day I said, you know, you guys all got along so well until she appeared on the scene and you know, and they're going, you know, I think she's, you know, like twisted your relationship somehow. And they're going, no, she's great. What are you talking about? You know, and it took them a while, I think, before they got it. And, you know, they got rid of her. She left, whatever. And, you know, things went back to a harmonious state. But it was just, you know, I don't know what that was. I don't think it was just my imagination or being stoned or anything like that. It was because I've never, ever, you know, before or since had anything happen like that. But something I was touching on earlier that I didn't really finish was I think young people just know things, you know, like a lot of things. I mean, when I was in my late teens and 20s, so that would have been like late 60s, early 70s, you know, I used to dream about the aliens landing and saving us and stuff like that. And I remember talking with my brother, who's 4 years younger than me, and we both seemed to have the same experience one day that I can't really remember it well, but I just remember having this feeling that I knew everything. Like I couldn't tell you anything, but I just had this feeling, I don't know, that like the whole universe was inside my head or something. I don't know how else to describe it. Have you guys ever experienced anything like that?
No, I really haven't.
I
think a lot of young, maybe you forgot, I don't know. I think a lot of young people do that, you know, we're...
Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, and again, I don't want to try to say that, you know, try to mix it. I'm not trying to say at all that it had anything to do with drugs, but I you know, the only thing I can think of is possibly when I used to go to the raves and back in the day and take XC, and I would definitely see people that were beautiful people turn into, like, ugly, you know, almost, like, not mammal-looking people, but... That could have just been them on the drugs and me on the, you know, drugs looking at it. But no, I've never personally seen anyone's, like, you know, face switch from.
You know, I used to live in a haunted house, John. So I believe in ghosts and all that. So it's don't think I'm not buying anything that you're saying here. It's just I have never had it happen to me.
It was a real experience. I know if I was on any drugs, it would have just been pot. Okay.
Yeah.
So
well, I don't think pot's gonna make you do that.
Well,
pot's not gonna make you do that. So obviously, it was a real experience.
Right. Yeah. No. Pot is not a hallucinogenic. Pot is just a.
No. If that's what you really saw, then that was a.
Yeah.
Real experience.
No. I mean, I call what I saw a hallucination. You know, it was a hallucination of some sort, but it wasn't a drug induced one.
Yeah. No. Let me ask you something. Do you think this girl was possibly? You know, maybe practicing of the occult, maybe she was into the left-hand side type stuff.
It's quite possible.
You know,
from that experience and others that I've had, when you meet somebody that seems exceptionally wonderful somehow, very often they're just the opposite.
Right.
You know,
it's almost like she had a cult mentality around her too, to where she was able to easily influence these people, and at the same time she was the problem, but yet they were still praising her and acting as if, you know.
Yeah, well, it was definitely, you know, something like that had to be going on. Because it was just bizarre.
It almost makes you wonder too if it wasn't something government, you know. Too, I mean, you know, I'm just throwing everything out there because, you know, it would just like a government experiment type thing, to just kind of see, like, you know, what would happen, you know, or
Didn't you used to be in the military, John? Didn't you say you were in the military before? Did I have you mistaken? Oh, okay. So
never
would have any reason to experiment on you, probably.
At least not that I know of, anyway. But, you know,
your life that you can't remember.
You know, I might be a strange dude of some sort, because I've even contemplated, again, this was my younger days, I actually wondered whether my parents might be aliens. And even, like, up to a few years ago,
Quick question, John. I don't like to get into this stuff very often. Are you a rhesus negative blood type?
I don't think so.
Because I've heard that's very often in that community. That a lot of people that are rhesus negative actually grow up believing that their parents are extraterrestrials or.
I never believed it, but even a few years ago, I was thinking of asking my dad. It was like, you know, maybe I gotta come right out and be crazy enough to actually ask him, and he would admit it. But I think what it is just that, you know, I would say this goes for you guys too. We're just not like everybody else somehow. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
We just have a different mindset.
Discernment.
What's that?
I think, you know, that the reason why we all have discernment, I think, is.
But maybe there's a reason we have that discernment. Maybe
I agree.
There's like a genetic reason, you know, like maybe there's something genetic.
Well, it's kind of like we were talking about last week, and I was saying, you know, I know this big time music producer who is, like, you know, close to genius IQ, at least of anybody that I've ever met, and I don't think he's one bit clued in on any of this stuff. So it's, you know, But that may be because people that are successful and have money, it's not in their interest to even think about this kind of stuff, right? Because, you know, the system has worked for them, so to speak.
Right.
Yeah. All
they're worried about is their next train ride into Manhattan and their next big paycheck and what
they're
doing. Yeah,
because I met a guy on the internet, a guitar player, artist, singer, who just floored me. Just was like nothing I've ever heard in my life. This guy was really incredible, and you know, somebody gave me an MP3 of his, and I had it around for a year. And then after a year, I decided, you know what, I gotta call this guy up and tell him how great he is. So I did that, and we became. I emailed him actually, and just, you know, told him I just think he's an amazing. I mean, everything was great. The record was. It was a great song, great production, great guitar playing, like nobody. You know, really unique. Great tones, everything about it. So I wrote him an email just saying, you know, saying this guy's got to get some credit because nobody knows him and he's fucking fabulous. Anyway, so we became friends, and then I contacted my producer friend and said, you know, hey, you got to check this guy out. He's amazing, and, you know, if you guys got together, maybe something could happen because this guy should be a household name. And, you know, and he said to me, the producer said, well, you know, he listened to some of the stuff, and I don't know, I was shocked that he wasn't as blown away as I was. And he said something like, you know, well, I got to really be careful what I do now. It's got to be really hip and cool. And, you know, because I guess like his career, you know, peaked some time ago, you know, a few years ago, whatever. It kind of peaked, and he hasn't really done anything that major in some years. So, yeah, it's kind of, you know, they're...
Your buddy's message didn't have the message in it that they want to push, so they aren't even going to bother with him.
So, but, you know, back to the point that, you know, somehow, you know, even the mainstream truthers, you know, have some different bent from you know, the other 80% or 90% or whatever. Because most of the people that, you know, that, like, you know, we've all tried to clue in our friends and family, and, you know, they just don't want to know. It's not like you can't prove anything to them. It's, they don't want to look at it. They don't want to know what you're saying is true.
Hey, John, you know, that kind of reminds me of you know, there's a group out there, and you know, I'm not vouching for the group, but what they're called the 5% Nation, and it's mostly black people for the most part, but what they believe is that 85% of the people, you know, especially black people in their situation, are dumb, you know, serfs and part of the system and will never change. They believe that 10% of the people are using the system works well for, and that 5% are the only ones that actually seek any real knowledge. You know, and the other 10% is able to if they want to, but they're more interested in, you know, so that's almost, I almost think we're on the, you know, we're 5% is almost a number where, you know, it makes sense that, 5% of the people see this stuff, but then, you know, the other 10% doesn't care because they're making money, and then the rest of the people buy into the lies.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I found that, you know, studying, researching this shit doesn't make life any easier. You know, I mean,
it makes life a lot harder, dude.
I'm interested in the truth, but I thank God that my wife, you know, she's quote unquote pretty normal, and you know, it's like, cause you gotta kind of have a foot in both camps right now, because, you know, if you're, how do you go out there and make a living? Like, I'm so unmotivated now to make a living, and I can't really afford to be, you know, but. It's just like, you know, I'm supposed to be doing this programming job, and I told my partner today, it's like, you know, I just you know, I hate it now. I used to enjoy programming and writing code, and it's now just like, ugh. I can't stand the thought. I got this project. I got to do this project, and it's been like a week, and I haven't even hardly started. It's like, I just can't get into it. You know, it's like.
I just got a positive email, John, from Chris Kendall. Actually, he said he'll be back on the 31st, and hopefully the following Sunday he can catch the show. So maybe we can get both of you guys back on that show. You know.
Yeah, and you know, in the meantime,
that's a great time for us to go through some of that 9/11 stuff that we've been.
Well, yeah, you and I've been emailing back and forth a bit, and I, you know, I'd love to get Justin and Chris and Brian Hamilton and whoever, you know, putting our heads together and sort of try and organize some things a little bit.
I actually asked Justin that earlier, maybe if he didn't mind if I included him in some of the threads that we had already started so that he could read up on it a little bit. And if we could get maybe the four or five of us looking.
Yeah, well, like one thing I think we should do is, you know, like I was saying, try to make we should try to compile a list of items that, you know, things, what do we know for sure? What do we, you know pretty for sure? In other words, like, okay, there were no planes, 100%. We know that 100%.
Right.
You know, the no SIMs. Well, let's say arbitrarily, we know that 90%. It's you know, like, you know, I don't know if it's totally true or not. You know what I mean? But let's like try to quantify what we know, and so, you know, what can we work with? Because, you know, I'm jumping here to the whole Simon thing, and, you know, if all the images were fake, like he says, if he's right about that, then we don't know hardly anything. We don't know, you know, whether there were holes in the buildings. We don't know when they fell. We don't know, you know, a ton of shit. That really all we have to go on is the visual evidence that we've seen and media reports, right?
Exactly.
And also, you know, if it is all fake, was it all, you know, was every pixel CGI faked, or was some of it real video,
plane
superimposed on it?
I think if it was all faked, or even a high percentage fake, you would think that they would use different Hollywood, you know, styles, not just CGI. They would use obviously, we know some of the football from studying on Let's Roll before. We did a lot of studying of the jumpers. Some of the jumpers were just photoshopped on there, you know. Some of them weren't CGI fake. So there's CGI, there's Photoshop, there's green screen, there's whatever, you know, whatever these other technologies that I don't know.
Right, they could have used a combination.
They probably used a combination of 7 or 8 different, you know, techniques or whatever they could use, whatever they had at their disposal, mix it all up, you know.
But anyway, I think that's a little project that might be worthwhile, like I say, to you know, itemize what we know and how well do we, you know, we can debate the percentage of, you know, how well we know this or how likely it is to be true.
Yeah, and, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow, John, is I'm going to set up a new page on the website just for, like, us to discuss that so we can leave threads and at least talk about it because...
And another thing that I think, you know, needs a lot more discussion is why they did it so sloppy, why they, you
right.
know...
I keep maintaining.
I just keep coming back to, you know, the Judy Wood thing, and like there's a lot of stuff in the visuals that support her. So
right.
I think that it's possible
that
they did that because she's a plant, and it's also possible that she might be right, and that, you know, that's what they're trying to hide by discrediting every single bit of imagery that a do was used to bring down the buildings.
Some of her evidence does look planted to me, though. I will say that. I will say this too. I will say, out of everybody that we've watched in all these personalities. When I got into the Judy Wood thing, she was the one person who did seem genuine. I did think she genuinely believed what she was coming out of her mouth. But like with the police cars and everything and all that stuff, it's like.
Well, so that's my point. Why would the perps, why would they have like all the network live video with all the different colors? Yeah. Why would they have burnt cars, way too far away from ground zero to be explained,
make no sense to us, to keep us running in circles?
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Think about it. I mean, look what it's doing to us right now. It's totally
that's got to be part of it.
I did ask my junkyard today, because we were talking earlier about, about all of the door handles being missing and everything. They said absolutely that would be one of the first things you would see off cars from a junkyard, would be the door handles would be missing, things like that, the antenna, the easy things to grab.
Because they take those off for spare parts, people need it for another car.
Regular people take them off.
See that thing about the pictures of the cars, the police car?
No, I haven't forwarded it to him yet. I told him about it, but I didn't forward it to him yet. I'll do that tonight as soon as we get off the air.
The only reason that I have a problem with the direct energy weapon thing is I don't think still that you would need we do know they have space-based weapons, or at least we're told that. But I don't see why you would need to use such an extravagant technology, when these buildings are already they're already missing so much stuff. I think that we can definitely say that they were missing a lot of stuff and a lot.
How can we say that?
Because I definitely do think that the top third of the tower, from the supposed impact zones, I had to say that from 78 up to 100 or whatever it was. I don't know. I believe that they were, they were hollow, those ones.
I'm not saying they weren't, but I'm just saying, that's one of the things we got to put on that list and give a rating to.
We do, but I think that gets a high rating.
What about Hurricane Aaron?
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to ask you about Hurricane Aaron.
One thing. Even though I keep mentioning Judy Wood and stuff, I'm not trying to push that I believe her theory. It's just really bugging me that there's so much evidence planted to support her in particular. And everything else is sort of,
maybe because her theory sounds so far out there that they want us to follow it, and then, people have a real hard time believing us.
But nobody, hardly anybody did. Everybody thought she was nuts, even all the truthers, right? She was as nuts as the no-planers.
Let me ask
Justin, what do you think of, why Hurricane Aaron?
No, I do think that
How
was
does
interesting.
That fit in?
That was definitely interesting, because you had this hurricane supposedly coming towards the East Coast, supposedly supposed to hit New York that morning, and then all of a sudden you heard nothing about it. In my opinion, it could have just been to add more fuel to the fire.
I went to the weather, some weather hurricane site, and because I'd never heard of Hurricane Aaron, and yes, it according to them, it existed. And
I live about 60 or 70 miles from New York City, and I remember.
I think
that
it was a little farther, but it traveled northwest towards New York, and right on 9/11 was the point of its path, and after 9/11 it went off to the northeast. So
right,
now was it just a coincidence, or was it steered there? And if it was steered there, was it steered there just for what? Because Judy Wood is the only, I never heard of it until Judy Woods.
Why need to test this new weapon out in front of the public, first of all, when they could do it privately?
Who says they were testing it?
What do you mean? Well, if they were using it, or
well, if they were using it, I don't think they were necessarily testing
okay,
the
so
weapon.
Okay, so let's not say testing it. Let's say they were using it.
They
want to see what it could do for destruction. Why have parts of the building
no,
that aren't
I think
even
they
being
would,
used?
I think they would know that already. They wouldn't want to take a chance. The only thing they might have been testing, in my opinion, if that's the case, would be the public reaction.
I think see some of the damage from like the cars and stuff maybe may support her evidence, but like the other damaged buildings and things like that, I don't know. It just doesn't look like it to me. Like it
well, we saw
like
the steel turn into dust. So again, why would they CGI
but
it
we
that
saw,
way?
To support her theory.
Yeah, but why wouldn't they CGI it? Like a more to look more like a pancake collapse and support the official theory. Wouldn't that make more sense?
I thought they CGI pancaked it enough, didn't they?
Well, I would say just because she's the last, she's the last one, the final frontier of of the ones that are gatekeeping. Besides what we know recently. She's the ones that have kept people away from
her. Video is very grainy and it's very CGI looking to me. I have to look at some of the CGI ones, but I can't say definitively that it is. But after seeing all the CGI stuff that we did see and looking at her video doesn't look any different than that to me. That doesn't
okay,
look
but here's
like
another thing about the CGI. Okay, it's been said that the reason they didn't have bits flying off the planes when they crashed into the buildings was it would have been too hard to make it look right from all the different angles.
Yeah, exactly.
But they pretty much did that with the buildings coming down. I think there was a lot more shit going on than a plane crash would have had.
But they really didn't all come down the same.
I'm not
that's
buying
the point,
that
though,
argument
John.
That they made the plane just melt into the building because it would have been too complicated. Because I think it would have been less complicated than the building collapses.
A lot of the building collapses, though, coming down, don't look exactly the same. That's the thing. I think we need to look at some more of them together, and you'll see that some of them. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like the building will lean left, it'll lean right. Even not just Tower 7, I'm talking about like Trade Center 2 with the antenna on it. It'll go one way, it'll go the other way. One time you'll see squibs, another time you won't see squibs. There's just a whole bunch of indiscrepancies with a lot of them.
And and that's the thing I keep coming to. Why these people didn't come to control humanity by being stupid and careless. And so I don't think all that shit was stupidity or carelessness or incompetence.
I don't either. And I think that the reason why that, they didn't, like you said, they definitely left stuff open for debate. And that's the thing they wanted, like we said, they wanted to start this truth movement with Alex Jones at the helm. And then, of course, you have track one, which is the official story. Track two goes to A&E Thermite, and then you have the nuke theory, and then you have the Woods theory. I don't know. I think it's too much too much technology to.
Well, there's so much media fakery involved, and we know that. I think we can all agree on that. Whether it's the planes, whether it's some of the crowd animations, and maybe you guys haven't seen enough of the collapses yet to determine that, but I do believe that all the collapses we saw and all the images we saw on TV of the buildings burning, I do believe that those were fake. And I think one of the reasons they faked the debris pile we were talking about earlier, John. I think the main reason they would have faked the debris pile also is because the debris pile would have only been for three buildings, and they took down they took down nine buildings. And people don't have any.
Well, the other yeah, but like building six and the other buildings were demolished later, were they not? Because they were so destroyed.
Yes, they didn't come totally down. They were shells of them former selves. They They had no structural integrity.
Yeah, they came down as part of the cleanup.
Yeah, one of them looks like a straight shell, like it's a joke, like there's no inside at all.
It looks like the guy in the sky took a oversized bowling ball and dropped it in the middle of Building 6, and the walls are still standing, but yet there's just a big hole in the middle.
But again, then we're going by the fake imagery, so how do we know, right?
There you go.
That's the other thing, is if all the imagery was fake, then what do we know? We know nothing, really.
Right.
Like I said, we don't know if there were holes in the building.
We've done other research into the victims, and we've done other research into the planes being fake, and we've done other research into the tenants of the towers. And there's a lot of things that we still do know, even if the video is all fake. There's still some things that we know, but we know a lot less than we think.
Well, we know the planes were – there were no planes. We know the buildings came down. But, you know, were they standing there with holes and smoking in real life?
The buildings, I believe, in real life, yes, they were standing there and smoking in real life.
I wouldn't be surprised at each building if they had a demo crew – blow a good size hole in it, just to match.
Either that, or you can buy into the Simon Shack smoke bomb theory, which does have a little bit of credence, because if you guys remember the news broadcast, right at the beginning of the news broadcast that day, one of the first things they said after the first plane hit is, "There's all this white smoke rising from the base of the towers." Now I'm just saying, was that a cover for smoke grenades? It could have been. It could have been. All I've seen so far from New Jersey is one picture that shows New York just being smoky and no fire going on. But it was on the September Clue site, and I can't verify that picture anywhere else. So that's where I'm at with that. So we'll have to look around a little bit at that, too.
Yeah, because I was looking at some of their pictures, you know, again with a different critical eye now, you know, and sort of like to try to debunk some of them.
Yeah.
And you know, some of them I'm not sure that their analysis is right. It's like I mentioned last week, the site allis.com, where this guy Jack White has some analysis of the moon landing.
Uh-huh.
And when I sort of started to examine, you know, he shows these two consecutive pictures taken from a similar angle, and you know, there's some differences between the two pictures. And when I went to NASA and looked at the, you know, and what he was showing was cropped portions of the original pictures. And when you look at the original pictures, it doesn't look that incriminating. You can see that, okay, well, the difference in angle is enough to hide the silver thing that he's saying, okay, look, it's in this shot and not in that one. And then there was another, the other thing was, the anomaly was, one had a black window on the lander, and the other one had some blue showing in the window. Oh, I can't explain that. That definitely looked weird. But it looked like, to me, okay, this guy's a setup. And then on badastronomy.com, I think it is, there's a guy named Bright something, you know, a moon debunker guy, and he debunks Jack White's photographs. So I'm thinking, well, maybe Jack White was set up to be debunked, you know? But anyway, looking at these moon pictures I was just basically double checking, you know, whether his analysis was right or not. And I found a few things that, you know, that made me question this Jack White guy. And so I started looking at some of the pictures on September Clues with the same sort of eye, and, you know, looking at photographs from similar angles, you know, let's say that he claims, you know, this is ridiculous. Here's a shot, they're from similar angles, but this one has a lamppost in it and this one doesn't. And, you know, it was inconclusive. Now, some of them were, like, there was that one with the tree. Yeah, the tree.
I, I agree on the lamppost. The lamppost one I felt was inconclusive too.
Because it just looked to me like, you know, it was one picture was zoomed in more, and so the lamppost wasn't in the picture.
And you know what, John? I actually put that in my Facebook group, and me and one of the other listeners right now had a long conversation about this, and it ended up with me admitting that, yeah, I think I'm wrong, maybe wrong about this, and
I think they might have been
that is a real foggy image, and that's not the best image to use.
It might have been the Ben Reisman pictures. And,
no,
and
it was the Ben Reisman is the one with the trees.
Reisman, by the way. There is
Ben
a Reisman, Ben Reisman videographer, but is
he
a
Ben Reisman is the one that has the trees that are missing, and that picture definitely is screwed up, totally.
Yeah, definitely. That's
100% without a doubt missing two trees from the left side of the street. And not only that, if you look at the street light, it's moved up way closer.
Yeah.
And they actually changed the sign. If you try and read the sign, on the sign on the far shot of the lamppost, it looks like a one-way sign with a symbol on it. If you read it on the closer-up shot, it looks like it has a bunch of text on it. So that's definitely...
You know, while there's no doubt that there was a lot of fakery going on, I at the same time, when I go through the forum and stuff there, I think that, you know, it's like they're seeing fakes everywhere, even where they aren't necessarily... You know, not 9/11 necessarily, just other stuff that I don't know, just seems a little.
And that's far-fetched. That's why I don't need to go down the road and say, you know, even though they want you to join their when you join their forums and say you have to believe that every image is faked. I don't buy that either. I think a lot of the stuff was faked. Maybe even higher than 90%. Maybe all the way down to 70%. Who knows? I'm still open to the idea from whatever I see, you know. But
well,
I've
the
seen
other
so
the other
much
question
it,
is, you know, okay, if one picture is proven fake, they're all suspect.
Yeah.
But what about pictures that we can't prove are fake? Are they real or are they just really good fakes?
Well, we don't really know. I guess if you know, hopefully.
So that's why I want to try to quantify and catalog what we know.
Well, every picture is going to
really
be suspect.
You know.
How are we ever going to call any one of them real? If unless I say any picture where we can't find any photoshopping errors, any lighting errors, any shadow issues, any of these marks, these borders, any of these things that are leftover artifacts from digitally manipulating photographs, and then we could consider them real. We'll put them in the we consider these real pile. You
well,
know?
They might be real, but you know you got to ask the question: Did the perps, you know, did they fuck up every picture on purpose, or you know, did they get their fakery right in some of them?
It's
you know, this is why like when I start thinking about all the pictures are fake. If Simon's right, I just feel like the research is at a dead end. I don't know where to go from there. You know what I mean?
No, don't call it a dead end. There is more to go from there. If all the pictures are fake, then we maybe, I don't know. Maybe we can, like you said the other show, maybe the easiest route to explain this to people is the media fakery. Now then, if we know all the pictures are fake and we're confident of that, then let's start showing people that. Maybe that'll help.
Well, I think the planes are, you know, like that's what first convinced me because, you know, I saw the dive bomb approach and the level approach and obviously, you know, one of those has to be fake at least. Right. There's
yeah.
No other.
Oh, and then when you watch all of them together, it's like absolutely moronic. You can't even believe that you ever believed it.
Yeah, I know. And you know, so I think the planes thing is a good
start.
But I'm just saying it's like, you know, what's beyond if everything was fake, then we know very, very little. We know a lot less than we thought we knew.
Well, we
and,
still know a lot.
You know,
we still know that they faked all these deaths, and they did this all for a big lie to go to war for a big scam. They demolished the buildings undercover, probably, and that's about it. And we don't have any real images of their crime. I guess that kind of sucks, but.
Well, it just it makes it harder to make sense out of it all, which of course is what they want, and you know, and that's definitely part of it.
Well, don't let it discourage you, because we need people like you. You
well,
know what
I'm
I mean?
Not I'm not discouraged. I'm just trying to figure out how to get to the next level, because you know the reason I keep going back to the Judy Woods thing is that, you know, if Simon is a gatekeeper. And by saying all the images are fake and convincing us that that's true, then that throws Judy Wood out the window, and the you know the fact that we all saw a do in use. Now it, you know, or I mean I'm not throwing that I'm not throwing Judy Woods out yet. I just because at least you know whether it's true or not, that makes some sense to me that. You know, Simon and the Simon may be saying everything's fake, in order to discredit all those images, and you know, because when I think about Hurricane Aaron, and you know, okay, well, is that just a coincidence that it happened there, and that Judy Woods was the one that pointed it out, you know, or was it steered there?
But
you know,
think about all
her?
The logistics of it, though. How much harder it is to. Schedule a demo of a building and closing down some streets as having a hurricane ready to go and having all this other stuff go down at that exact time. You know what I mean? I would think that that's a lot harder to do.
Well, but if they can steer hurricanes, which I think they probably can.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Then, you know, I mean, I don't know. I just, like, Aaron is one of those little... You know, it's almost an insignificant point, but it may be one of the most significant points to figuring this out. I don't know. I'm just, you know, talking off the top of my head here, but it just seems, you know, when I look at all the evidence, and the reason I keep going back to Judy Woods is just when I look at all the evidence, the visual evidence, and you know, assuming that some of it was real. Which it may not be, I say that, but just assuming for the moment that some of it is real, or even, no, wait a minute, it's confusing. Let's assume it was all fake. Then, you know, Hurricane Aaron, okay, that wasn't a visual, that was something else, but Hurricane Aaron supports Judy Wood, we got the shriveled... file cabinet that nobody's really seen with the paper stuck in it and the guns fused with the...
But that could be another fake image that they just put out
well,
there.
Well, I'm saying that, you know, they...
5 years later,
it
you
just
know?
Doesn't, it just doesn't wash to me that they would fake so much stuff just for Judy.
Why, though?
I find
not,
that
they didn't
hard
fake
to...
that much stuff. I mean, the cars and the meteorite thing, but...
Let's catalog it.
I think the paper coming through the air and all that, I think that's just their bad special effect of making it look like an office building coming down and dropping a bunch of paper through the air. I don't think that's really that means evidence of her.
No, I don't think the paper is, but we have the meteorite, you know, all the
yeah.
fused, the stuff that's fused together that can't be explained. So if they faked the meteorite, they faked the guns fused with the concrete, they faked the shriveled up file cabinet with the cardboard fused in it.
Maybe they just overdid some of that shit though, like what they did with the police cars and what they did with, you know what I mean? Maybe they just overdid it. And
it just seems that, you know, because Judy Woods was like, you know, not even believed by the truthers. You know,
yeah,
she was an outsider. You know,
Ventura talking about her and Fetzer and everybody else. But it's now I would probably say close to 25% of what you know the mainstream truthers believe. You know,
I mean, I could if they're gonna fake visuals and all that stuff, then. You know, it would make more sense for them to fake it, you know, either to support the official story or to support the official, alternative conspiracy theory. And, you know, and some of the mainstream shit that, you know, the pod and, you know, all that crap, well, which...
Or the, why not just fake it so they can, you know, illegally demolish 9 buildings totally against code and do it under the cover of television while they have control of television and then blame it on some Arab nations. I just think that that seems a lot more logical if they would just demo the buildings and
But why, you know, then, you know, why, okay, the official story was the pancake collapse. So yep. That wouldn't have, that the pancake collapse wouldn't look like what we saw, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, other than the fact that it's top down, but, you know, a pancake collapse wouldn't have caused the squibs shooting out the side, the dust streaming off the girders as they fell. The top of Tower 2 when it leaned over and
no, it wouldn't. You know, but I think I've seen enough of those to believe now and totally in my head that those videos that we saw of those collapses were CGI.
Well, okay, let's say they were. Then, you know, then my question is why, you know, why this, like, you know, Roman candle, as Judy says, you know, the all the dust streaming off, the spire turning to dust.
For effect.
Why wasn't it
awe,
just
like,
more of a, you know, okay, just things falling down without all the dust?
Because it was different this time. Airplanes hit the top of the building. Maybe they knew they could make these crazy special effects more emotional on us and even believable with the airplanes hitting the top of the buildings. Then people might believe that they'll come down in a mushroom cloud like that and it has all this crazy look to it, you know?
But, you know, a pancake collapse wouldn't have looked like that. It would have been cleaner, so to speak, you know, without all the dust streaming off.
I understand that, but and that's not what they did. I know what you're saying, but I'm saying maybe they did it to kind of just shock people, and in a lot of people's head, they saw an airplane hit the top of the building. There's their explanation right there. They're not even thinking pancake collapse.
Well, maybe.
You know
well,
I mean?
Well, look, do you guys think there's any merit to this idea of trying to catalog what we know?
Yeah. Oh, my God, John. Absolutely. I'd like to start tomorrow. I'd like to maybe set something up on the website tomorrow where we can
because I think we're kind of, you know, running around in circles now, which that's what they want, obviously. But, you know, like... I mean, I don't know. I'm that's why I say it's almost, I feel like it's a dead end because it's like, what more is there to discover if it was all faked imagery, you know?
Well, maybe there isn't much more to discover. I do feel like they're hiding something though. I feel like I personally feel that as far as the fake imagery goes, it's over 80%, maybe even over 90-95%. I think almost everything we saw on TV was fake, especially video shots of Manhattan. I mean, they're just ridiculous. You have buildings in the wrong places. You just have video game looking sceneries. Anytime a plane hit was obviously fake. Any tower collapse, at least of 7. I believe was totally
but
fake.
Some things like, you know, you sent me that video of the buildings disappearing in the smoke.
Yep.
And, you know, I like, where did anybody say that was live? Because that looks like a, you know, just a crossfade. They just cut out some middle footage, and that's why, you know, the smoke, all of a sudden, it covers everything. It doesn't look natural at all.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and Simon points out the foreground shifts. Well, you know, I think that's just a crossfade of two images, whether they're faked or not. That's what that was. So who was saying that was live?
Well, the announcers were acting like it was live, but then as soon as that happened, if you listen to the audio, they do sound kind of guilty. They are like, right away, the guy's like, well, what you're seeing right now is not live. That was recorded earlier. And
right.
That's backing what you're saying. But if you listen to his tone of voice, It sounds like he's covering up for what you just saw, and that's right. why
but,
I thought that
but
was
the
more.
Point, the point is that Simon, you know, on the September Clues site, they're saying, you know, this was you know, obviously a sign of fakery.
Yeah.
Which it isn't. I mean, they could have been faked or they might not have been fake, whatever. It was the reason it looked like that was a crossfade between two scenes.
Did you see the two images I sent you of the Kalazov and the other one and the Sarret and the two pictures?
Yeah,
of
now
the
that's
Twin
another
Towers.
Weird thing because I know a little bit about 3D graphics.
Yeah.
You know, being a computer guy. And I used to fool around with some 3D graphics.
For the listeners, real quick, just so you don't know, in case you don't know, I'll try and get the images real quick. I showed John two images of the World Trade Center from the same side, and one showed 39 beams, and in the other photograph, it showed 59 beams, and that's what we're talking about right now. Go ahead.
Right
John.
Now, see if they, you know, if you know how 3D graphics work, you have a model of your object, right? So you'd have a model of the tower.
Yeah.
And you know, so I don't know how they could make that kind of mistake. Right?
Well, they did.
Mean,
well, they did because I mean, if you look at the picture, it's at the exact same moment.
No, I saw it, and
time.
I know. I'm not denying. I saw that. I saw those two pictures.
And you know that that's
that,
the same
know,
picture
that,
at the same time.
That can't
right,
be
at
that can't be a careless mistake, I don't think, because that would have to be, would have to be drawn from a different model.
Yeah, or somebody would at least have to punch in a number somewhere to change 59 to 39 items on the thing, and then and the graphic would change or whatever. They would have to do something.
Yeah, and that's another one of those weird things that I can't
but
see.
But it's
that
undeniable.
Being a careless mistake or incompetence.
But it undeniably that those two pictures prove CGI on the towers again. You know.
Yeah, well, you know, nobody's denying that there was CGI.
Well, some people still don't know. I know you're not denying, but some of our colleagues might not realize that yet.
We just don't know how much, or you know, and how, we don't know, was every pixel CGI'd or was some, you know, green screened or, you know, did they use a combination? Those are things we don't really know, and maybe not, you know, maybe not be, it may not be that important even to know. But,
no.
Yeah, I think we're going in circles, so I think if we try and approach this a little bit scientifically somehow, as much as possible, and put our heads together, and you know, maybe we can come up with another theory of what actually happened.
Well, maybe after Chris gets back, you know, maybe we'll do another show, and we'll have the four of us right here, and maybe James on, and the five of us can kind of throw ideas back and forth. And I'm sure before then, obviously, me and you will throw some emails back and forth with these guys or whatever, and. You know,
what would they be? What would they be hiding if it's all fake imagery?
That's my thing. Is they, if I think it's if it's all fake, what are they hiding? They're hiding something else. I think they are definitely hiding something else. But what the hell it is, I don't know. I don't even have a theory of what it could be. What do you think?
I have no idea. The only thing, like I say, that makes sense to me is that, you know, Simon is trying to discredit every bit of footage in order to hide the fact that they used a directed energy weapon. You know, when I take all the elements and you know, put them in a box and shake it up and, you know, what picture emerges, that's, I'm not saying that's right, obviously. I don't know, but that's the only thing that makes sense to me.
But right now,
point.
You're kind of back and forth because a few weeks ago or a while ago, you were on the Judy Wood thing, and then you were kind of on the whole media fakery thing, and now you're not really sure because you...
Well, no, I don't think they're exclusive. I don't think they're mutually exclusive.
Okay, yeah.
You know, there was media fakery, absolutely. I'm not questioning that. You know, certainly we know for 100% the planes are faked. You know, we know to a, I would say to a pretty high degree, although I wouldn't say 100% quite about the VIXIMs. You know, I mean, definitely there was a lot of fakery going on there. I'm just saying it's, you know, I'm not 100% sure that nobody died. But certainly, you know,
yeah.
Certainly.
I mean, there's still the possibility, but I tend to think that out of, let's just say the number for a round number is 3,000, even though it's a little bit less. Let's just say 3,000 died. I would say 2,970 of, I mean, let's say they say 3,000 died. I would think that 2,970 of them were made up, and I would say that there's 30 people probably that disappeared. That
yeah, I would probably agree with you.
Yeah,
but anyway, you know, like I say, I don't think the media fakery and the Judy Woods thing are mutually exclusive, because you know, let's put it this way: that's the only picture that makes sense to me of all the elements that we think we know.
I'll tell you what, John. I had totally discounted the Judy Wood thing a while ago, but you've opened my mind a little bit. So I mean,
well, I discounted it as well.
Let's definitely just at least lay all the facts out that we know, because I just feel that, you know, so many people along the way, whether it's with the Hollow Towers or the media fakery or with the Judy Wood, I feel like I've gotten a good amount of truth from all of them, but then in the end, I feel like I kind of got shamboozled. So,
we all did, and you know.
Yeah, so I mean, let's not let that happen again.
You know, when I see the Nazi vibe at September Clues about you got to believe every single image was fake. And even all these non-9/11 things are, you know, it's all faked, and, you know, it just, I don't know, you know, it's suspect to me. And I don't know, just when I, you know, like I say, when I put all the elements in a box and shake it up and see what picture emerges, that's, you know, that's what makes sense to me when you bring in Hurricane Aaron and all the visual evidence that supports Judy Wood and her theory of the
dude. Well, maybe we need to log visual evidence that supports Ian.
No, these images are all fake, so Judy Woods is full of shit.
But maybe we need to log the evidence that does support her and that doesn't, because I'm sure there's some evidence that doesn't as well. And let's look at both sides of that, you know what I mean?
Well, what would disprove her? Well, and here's the question I asked in the emails. Do we have anything else on Judy Wood to discredit her?
Well, I would say
other than the idea that every single image is fake.
Her theory is the dustification of the towers, and then some of those images prove out to be CGI. Well, I guess that wouldn't disprove her. That could still mean she did it, and they just did it under the cover of CGI. It's tough, man. It's tough, you know?
No, I think if they CGI'd it to support her theory, then she's a plant. But if some of those images, let's just say, you know, if the tower.
We need to get her back on the phone.
Huh?
So we need to get her back on the phone. We need to get her on the phone this week. Whenever she's making an appearance, if anybody knows, let me know so I can get her back on the phone.
Well, she's pretty hard to talk to, because the second you doubt her, she's like, you know what she's
like.
Oh,
I know. They hung up on me the second I doubted her. They loved when I came in the room and I was like, Judy Wood, I have a lot of respect for you, yada, yada, yada. As soon as I doubted her, they disconnected me twice.
Well, even if they didn't disconnect you, she just gets really belligerent, you know, if anybody questions her at all. You know,
well, that's not the right approach. That's kind of a shillish approach.
But, you know, Justin, you've been quiet. Do you know anything about Judy Woods that would discredit her, other than the possibility that all images are fake?
Justin stepped away for a minute. I don't think he's back yet.
No, I'm back actually. I'm just I was having a quick bite to eat. I was you know getting a little weird tired, but yeah. No, I really I don't know nothing about her personally.
You know, like Simon. Well, with Simon, we have all the stuff that Marcus was saying. You know, about his father was a UN guy. He lives near the Vatican.
Yeah, definitely shady.
You know, yeah. Blah blah blah. So we've got. Do we have anything like that on Judy Wood? Do we have any reason to doubt Judy Wood? Other than the idea that all the images that she's basing her theories on are fake.
How about the fact that Jesse Ventura even, you know, brought it up? I don't know. That's kind of would make you kind of wonder, you know, why did Jesse Ventura bring
it
up?
Well, yeah, maybe that's a, you know, I could go along with that mildly, I think. Because I don't know how much of a plant or perp Jesse Ventura is. I sure don't trust him.
I know you're saying it's possible that he can be a useful idiot. I hear you, and he may have just screwed up that day. No, I do think that's possible too.
He's the one guy that I didn't know about for a while, and I wanted to think that he was a good guy and he was on our side. But when you go back and you look at some of the disinformation in his shows, it's kind of a joke, like especially the 9/11 specials. If you go back, who's on his shows? It's Bob McElvain. It's Don Amash. It's those same two Vic Sim pitches. It's Willie Rodriguez. It's all the same old bullshit.
Right, but
so,
he may be buying all that stuff.
He could be.
I mean, you know, Alex Jones clearly, you know, shill. Absolutely, no doubt about it. Jesse Ventura, I don't know. So, but I would say, you know, I would agree mildly with you, Justin, that you know, but that's not really, you know, you got anything else on Judy?
That's what actually made me look into her was Jesse Ventura calling into Alex's show.
How about Fetcher, the guy who won't pick a theory?
I don't know about Fetcher. I mean,
he's really.
He was one of the first. He was one of the early. You know, he sort of went to the No Planes thing, and had a falling out with the rest of the 9/11 crowd, right?
No, I agree with you there. But however, you know, the fact that he won't say anything about, you know, any fake victims or anything like that.
Well, maybe he doesn't know.
He does know now. I've seen it admitted. He knows now, and he's addressed the CGI, and he's addressed the fake. He actually has addressed the fake victims.
Well, I heard.
Not to come to bat for the guy, but I know he has addressed it at least one time. But
he had Phil Jahan on his show.
Yep. I've listened to it many times with Larry McWilliams, and they talked about the Hollow Towers.
And so, you know, Fetcher was one of the early no-planers, I think, and had a rift with the rest of the truthers. And I believe Judy Wood is a no-planer as well. I'm pretty sure I heard her say something about that on an interview years ago. So, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm trying to see how all these pieces fit together, you know, like Hurricane Aaron. Again, it you know, it's one of those things that strikes me as a you know, insignificant yet very important element somehow. How does it fit in here?
I'd
already been, you know, full-time researching 9/11 for, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. And I thought I'd seen everything and heard everything. And, you know, then she comes along with this Hurricane Aaron. I'm going, what the fuck? Hurricane Aaron? How come I never heard of that?
We need to look for some images from New Jersey and see exactly what they saw. Did they see smoke? Did they see the towers on fire? I saw that one image where New Jersey was just smoke, which would back up the whole smoke bomb theory, yada, 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 yada. But also, it was on the site that was pushing the same theory. So,
well, that's another thing. I don't really know a lot of people, but like between all of us, you know, if we could make some kind of effort to try to contact real witnesses, I think that might be a big help too. And, you know, of course, how would we know who's a real witness and who's a phony witness, you know, answering our ad or whatever, but...
Well, we wouldn't, but at least maybe we could get some real images out of it or something, you know.
Something, or at least some, you know...
Or what did you see?
A
shill's not going to come on there and say, oh, I didn't see any fire. I just saw a bunch of smoke. It was really weird. Well, then we know we're talking to a real person.
No, but, like, yeah, like, so if somebody could, you know, do something like what I tried, you know, put an ad in Craigslist or someplace, and, you know, if you were there at 9/11, we want to hear your story. And try to collect some firsthand stories, and, you know, I'm sure some of them will be conflicting and whatnot, but, you know, it's another direction to try and get some real information.
I think it's a good idea, John. I think it's a great idea. I think we need to start doing it.
Is it doable, is my question.
Yeah,
can we, you know, do we know any people, do you guys know any New Yorkers that would have been there that day?
Well,
the one guy that I know, I pissed him off, and he won't talk to me now.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we have people like Manny Padillo, and but then, again, he's with the Building 7 Initiative and is a big supporter of Willie Rodriguez.
Yeah, you can't trust him.
I'm talking about people that are nobody, that nobody's heard of, just, you know.
Okay.
I mean, there were thousands of, you know, if not hundreds of thousands of people that saw something live from some distance or whatever, right?
Yeah, so, I would think so, yeah.
You know, like, I want to know, did somebody from across the river see, you know, towers with holes in them with smoke coming out of the holes? Or did they see, you know, the towers obscured totally by smoke?
And that's an important question. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And
well,
so far,
I've seen
the one image with the smoke, but I can't verify that.
Here's one theory that I actually have for that too, and that would be that those would be a perfect time to get the pictures between the first, you know, between the first strike and the second strike. You know, if they were going to smoke it out, between the first one, they could actually get real pictures of it. And then it wouldn't conflict with what people actually saw if they were in a high rise or whatever else, you know. And I think that would make sense if that would be real footage. That's why I would never go along with the 100% fake footage thing. You know, and that would make sense that they would take some images of them while they're standing. And then you have, you know, all that time after the plane hit until the second collapse to, you know, do what they did, with the whole inside, the whole plaza, you know.
Well, yeah, but again, see, if all the image was faked, we don't know when the towers came down. You know, did they might have come down all three at the same time, for all we know, right?
Right, right. Very, very, very possible. But that's what I'm saying is at least. But you know, I'm just saying it's you know, as far as that goes, it would be a good time to put up a real picture, though.
You would think they would want to sync those events up just so, like, you know, all these other organizations let run seismographs and whatever else so they don't need to be involved, you know? Everything seems legit to them. You would think that they would want to synchronize those events. Why not? I mean, they easily could, so why not really bring the buildings down at the time they said? Tower 7, I have doubts about. I think they brought it down way earlier. I think they just waited to show it because some more people were just getting out of work or whatever, and they wanted some shock and awe for those people. So here you go. Here's another building.
Well, I actually think they brought down 7 as, you know, I almost think that, you know, they brought down 7 as a kind of red herring, as something that they wanted people to follow.
Oh yeah, and they did. And look how much they do. They all talk about, they all talk about, oh, Building 7, no plane hit this building. Right. No shit, but no plane hit the other 6 buildings, right. And you guys never talk about it.
I do think, though, you know, to be honest, though, I do think that, you know, that is a good thing to show someone that hasn't seen it for the first time. That's why I do kind of support, don't get me wrong, you're not going to see me out there with it, but... you know, the guys that are advocating it, you know, to the newbies or whatever, that's not a bad way to say it to someone that's skeptical about it. Hey, two planes can't bring down three buildings. And like you said, yes, the other but the other buildings were still partial or
that's
whatever.
That's a more important point, though, that the whole complex got destroyed. I don't think anybody in the truth movement, including people listening to the show right now, I bet, still didn't know that nine buildings got destroyed. And then whatever other buildings they took down later, whether it was 10 buildings, well, actually, 16 buildings, whatever it was.
Seven, I think, total, because I'm trying to think that there was seven in the hotel, that's what all came down. So yes, or seven or eight or nine, whatever. Yeah, I hear you, but the fact that you had a live
and that gives you a reason to fake the rubbery too.
What's that?
That gives you a reason to fake the rubber. The rubble. That would give you a reason to fake the rubble too. You know, and I don't know right now if the rubble's real or fake. And I studied the rubble for how long, Justin? Months and months and months and months, and we're looking for content. We're looking for content. We're looking for content. We're not looking for shadowing and all these other errors. I'm not just going to go on another site now, and because somebody wants to tell me everything's fake, that the rubble's fake too. I'm not ready to go down that road yet. The rubble could be fake. The rubble might not be fake, you know?
Well, I think the one reason they did it sloppy and they wanted conspiracy theories is, you know, back to that Jeffrey Grupp thing of the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail. So I think they want to build up in the public, a wide-scale resentment of the establishment. And, you know, I think they, at this point, they want to foster distrust in the banks and the government and everything else, so that
agreed.
You know, to destroy the old world system to bring in the new world system, right? So that I think that's, you know, that's kind of what's going on, and you know why Alex Jones is so big and then appearing on The View and you
yeah.
know Geraldo
well,
Rivera turning
and,
around
and then even the setup of the whole Occupy movement, the whole, you know, like the
yeah,
whole
everything
has been in the past 12, 13 years has been totally orchestrated. And I personally think that's why they got Cooper out of the way so that they could insert Jones without having anyone totally on his shit like Cooper was, without someone totally calling him out. And then they have Jones just go and bring this movement to wherever, and they set up the rest of it, you know, and they set up. You know, like we said, they set up Occupy with the movie Inside Job and with Michael Moore's movie. They set up, you know, and again, they got everyone, you know, hating Wall Street when in reality Wall Street is just a symptom. You know, the problem, you know, the main problem is the fact that we have, you know, fractional reserve banking, you know, financial people that have foxes guarding the hen house, you know. But, yeah, it's another story. But, yeah. You know, it's just another setup for them to control the opposition. But yeah, go ahead, John.
So, well, I don't know. Like I say, we're sort of going around circles. But maybe, you know, maybe that's why. Let's say all the images were faked. Again, I don't. You know, I think they went to a lot of trouble to back up Judy Woods. But regardless, you know, maybe there's nothing more to 9/11. It's just, you know, they. They wanted to bring the buildings down. They wanted to use it as an excuse to go to war. And they wanted the conspiracy theories to happen so that, you know, they would
but
get
But in
that.
Your heart, do you really believe that? Do you really accept that, that there's nothing more to it? Because I don't. I feel there's a lot more, and we need to uncover it.
Well, I mean, you know, that yeah, I don't know what else they're trying to hide, you know.
I know it's been a while for you, and you guys have been doing this for 10 years, so I've only been in this for a year and a half, so it's easier for me to say, hey, let's not give up, you know what I mean? And I know how frustrating it must be to some of you guys, but I feel like we're getting so close, especially since we all got to the media fakery thing, and we've seen all this bullshit going on and these bullshit broadcasts, and everything that the news gave us was absolute bullshit. I think we need to dig a little more, and you know, who knows? Maybe we can hold some people accountable. Maybe some lower level media people we can go after, or at least hurt their reputation and their character in the public or something. We do.
Well,
we gotta
that
do something
may that
about
yeah
it.
That may be possible, but I don't, you know, I don't think I mean every the whole system's all corrupt. But to see that again, that's part of the plan. Is, you know, the New World Order wants the New World Order to fail. So, you know, they want us to one way or another to get pissed off with the establishment.
Yep.
And, you know, and break down the Federal Reserve, and, you know, they want to get rid of the Federal Reserve now, I'm sure, you know.
Right.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah.
It contracts up anyways at the end of the year.
Yeah, it's in their way for world government, and that's what Ron Paul's whole job is, and that's why, you know, he really didn't drop out, and they're gonna pull some miracle out of their ass to put him in there.
That's the last
exactly
thing standing
so
in the way of putting us
he's going to gain. Now he's not gonna have an alternative media that's even gonna say a word about him, because, you know, obviously we know 90%. Or any big name is controlled. There's only the only big names that I've even seen say anything about him are Henry McCow, Bill Still, and I think even Bill Still somewhat supports him, but I don't know. And then the other one would be Webster Tarpley. Besides that, you know, there's not another big name will even you know say Ron Paul's name. You know, sideways, and that's the thing. That's it's just like Obama, you know, having the whole left traumatized, you know, and thinking that it was a great thing that they won't say anything. Well, now they're gonna have the same thing with this guy. No matter what he does, you're gonna have the whole right saying, "Well, it's better than Obama," whatever it is, and you're gonna have, you know, the truthers or, you know, liberty type people, whatever, saying, "Oh yeah, our guy's in now." And you know, he's gonna get us this and that, but he's gonna put in a global gold standard, and which they totally manipulate, you know, which they totally
right
control and fix the prices on and everything else. So,
but what I'm saying is that if they're not trying to hide the use of a do on 9/11, then maybe they're not really trying to hide anything, and that they just want us, you know, they just want people to know that it was an inside job, so to speak, and that we can't trust the government, and, you know, blah 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 blah. So that's when I say there might be nothing more to it. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, you know, I could see them trying to hide the advanced weaponry if that was true, but if not, then I don't know what else they would be hiding. I think then, you know, the whole exercise is just part of that, you know, get everybody against the establishment and, you know, ready for revolt and revolution.
Right.
They're
and,
still
and,
betraying
and
the 3,000 death shows, John. That's what they want to push, is that the 3,000 people died.
Well, yeah, because
that
makes you even madder against the government, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
And that maybe that was their reason for the media fakery. They weren't really going to kill 3,000 people. They couldn't make enough situations with 3,000 people evacuating buildings or running from fires or anything else like that to make it look real. So they did this whole friggin' Hollywood bullshit. Maybe that's all it is. Right?
Yeah,
like a big propaganda film.
That's
the biggest propaganda film of all time.
Sense.
The biggest propaganda money-making film of all time, 9/11. How's that?
And the whole purpose of it is just to get people pissed off at the establishment.
To get people pissed off at the establishment.
Oh, definitely.
To make people in the world fear us, and to be able to come through with all this bullshit security that they push on everybody now.
And you know what else too? And it's funny too, because so many people yet are in these controlled movements and don't know their enemy. You know, you have Alex Jones sitting there just saying the elite and the globalists, and you have, you know, one group saying it's just the Jews, another group saying it's just the Jesuits, another group saying it's just the black nobility and the royals, and, you know, and then you have the people that aren't even on board with that saying, well, hey, it's just the corporations and it's just the you know, and I think that's what it is, to people to not know their enemy, so that almost when the shit hits the fan, that, you know, America, you know, tears itself apart piece by piece because, you know, we're going to have so many different beefs. You know, hey, union people are going to be fighting non-union people, you know, and people by the border are going to be fighting against Mexicans. And, you know, it just they may just sit up and let us kill each other for a couple of weeks and then bring in, you know, bring in the peace troops, you know,
right.
and set it all up from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so, I mean, I think that's definitely, you know, a big possibility. You know, the whole thing is every movement that we know is controlled by these people. Everything that springs up, there is not one thing that is organic. Everything is astroturfed. So, I mean, you know, that's the tough thing here is dealing with a few open minds like us and few people that have, you know, gotten through most of the Matrix, you know, and you know, the fact that we're still... chasing our tails still. It's almost gotta be funny to them. And I also think that for a second, I think that they almost want to see how many people are smart enough at one point to get to actually find out the real stuff about this stuff and not just fall for the Alex Jones, FEMA camp,
yeah,
you know, run for your life type thing.
Hey, I got an email, about a month ago inviting me to join the New World Order. Or join the elites. Did you guys get that email?
No. Oh, from what? From Alex Jones?
No, I don't know. It was just, you know, obviously, a joke of some sort, but...
No, I didn't get that, but I'd like to say a special thanks to a new listener. Tyrannosaurus just came in the chat. He said this is the first time he caught the show live. And I said, oh, well, have you heard any of our archives, though? And he said, yeah, I've heard every single one. So I just wanted to thank him for that.
Great. Well, yeah, so, they're all good shows. And so you're going to hear stuff that you don't hear anywhere else.
Yeah, you really are. We'll talk about everything here, guys. There's no filter here. And, yeah, a lot of it is geared towards 9/11 because that's what I talk about the most. And we usually do get into it a little bit every show. But honestly, this whole show, I mean, we've been talking about aliens. We've been talking about... the London Olympics. We've been talking about just pretty much everything. We talk about,
and,
the
you know, here's
system,
another
healthcare.
Sort of little project I've been thinking about is, you know, solutions, because we don't hear enough
that's
about solutions.
No, that's the key. That is absolutely the key.
We need solutions. I started making a list of you know, things to do, so to speak, that, you know. And I was trying to, you know, I wanted to make a list of, like, you know, okay, stop watching TV, get rid of all your credit cards and shit, use cash, you know, patronize the mom and pop stores and don't go to the big chain restaurants and big chain stores, you know, all that kind of stuff. And sort of point by point, you know, these things that anybody can do and an explanation of why they should do it. Or why they shouldn't do whatever, but, you know, kind of a laundry list of stuff, because that's the other thing when I, you know, when I talk to my friends and stuff about this and the ones that don't want to hear, they always say, well, you know, even if that's true, what can I do about it? What can I do,
right.
You know?
Right.
And so I think we gotta provide the answer to that. Might be a big help too, just to, like, post this, so sort of an encyclopedia of little solutions. I wish I could. I found this site a while back and I lost it. And this guy was advocating basically moving to a third world country, and you know, giving up all your possessions and you know. Living, you know, because he pointed out, you know, have you ever seen, like, you know, the some poor country, and I experienced this in Jamaica, you know, where these people have nothing. They live in, like, a shack, and they own, literally, they have nothing, and they're always smiling and laughing, and they're happy, and, you know, and this guy's postulating, well, maybe they're happy because they have nothing. you know, because they're not hung up on the materialistic society that we are. They're more in touch with, you know what though,
John, they things in the way of they have enough. They have enough food, and food is cheap and food is plentiful down there, and they have non-GMO food, and they don't have fluoride in their water. You know, and then they have plenty of ganja to smoke, you know, and that's the thing about a lot of these countries. And that's why, you know, it really, you know, we don't need these things, you know, and they also have beautiful beaches in a lot of these places too. You know, I've thought about getting out of Dodge and moving to one of these places, you know, even to save up a couple grand and just, you know, just to live as like a middle class person down in one of these countries or whatever, you know. I mean, it definitely, you know, at some point, it's not a bad idea. I wish I had.
I've thought of it too. You know, ever since this 9/11 crap and everything. But I have a kid, so I can't just leave. You know what I mean?
What he was saying is that we can do this incrementally. You know, it's not like it's pretty hard to just, you know, wholesale change your lifestyle from one day to the next. But you know, we can, like I say, if we can put this list together, people can do these things incrementally, you know, like maybe they'll get rid of their TV set, you know. They realize TV's just all bullshit and they don't need a TV set.
Love that, man. That's my number one goal, John. I'm telling you. I love being at the top of the list.
Or even just to get them, you know, to at least say, you know, like, you know, that they're not going to, or at least get people to the point where they can discern, you know. I mean,
they can't even trust them to discern. Just get rid of the fucking thing and throw it out the window. Let's leave it at that.
But here's the thing, like someone like you know, like me, I watch some of these new, you know, I put each of them on for maybe, you know, every other day or so. I'll check out like a Fox News for a half hour. I'll check out, you know, MSNBC for half, you know, a little sheep check. And just see what they're pushing to the masses. You know what else is good is you get the a little bit of their, what they would say alternative, but it's not alternative. You get the Jon Stewarts, the Bill Maher's, and the guys like that, and see what they're pushing. It's funny because the Jon Stewarts and Colbert's and stuff, you know, they're like actually, you know, they're supposed to be these big leftists and everything, and they're actually you know, pushing Ron Paul subtly. You know, so it's pretty funny when, you know, when it's...
Yeah, well, I see the TV because my wife's into it. So it's, you know, it's on all the time. So I get to, you know, I know exactly what you're saying, and I do the same thing. But, you know, sometimes I think, do I really need to do this? You know? And, you know, it's... I mean, that's just one thing. I'm just saying, you know, there's all kinds of little things that, you know... I'm having a discussion on this forum about not voting. You know, I'm saying
I'm all done with voting. You know,
and
I agree here, and this is my reason for that, and that's because, you know, the whole thing here is the best way to beat the system is to opt out and not even recognize their power over us.
That's it, exactly. Exactly. Right.
You know,
we can't fight them. There's no, you know, any kind of confrontation. It's useless. It's pointless. You know, protesting in the streets and all that shit. Yeah. It's totally useless. And you're right, Justin. The only way is we have to ignore them. You know, because I always liken it. It's we're in this big con game. And like any con game, as soon as you're onto the con and you stop going along with it, it's over.
Right, exactly.
The only thing is the con that we're all subject to, it runs so deep, it's like every aspect of our lives that, you know, it's even though we know we're being conned, like you and I do, we still, you know, we can't really escape it 100%, or at least not easily, you know. It's like it's a major, major life change to do so. Because we're all used to going to the store to get our food and, you know, whatever. So it's, you know, it's a big step from where we are now to totally ignoring them and you know, breaking down society as we know it and getting rid of the pyramid hierarchical structures of all our organizations and, you know, just sort of get small and local, right? That's, I don't see any other way, but... Realistically, I don't see that happening. I don't know how we're going to convince people to start doing that.
Well, you know, here's a good way that some of us can opt out at least a little bit and at least be around other like-minded people. Somewhat, there is certain towns that are start sparking up like across the country. For example, like Keene, New Hampshire. You know, they have that whole Free State project up there. And I've thought about it because, you know, it's kind of tempting to at least be around people that are raising their own chickens, are raising their own, you know, free range cattle and stuff like that. You know, and stuff like and people that are like-minded, you know, you can get raw milk and you know, pretty much people that you're not going to worry about them calling the cops, even, you know, everyone that just lives in a non-aggression principle and respects each other and looks out for their neighbors and stuff. I think that, you know, if you can find a community like that, even in the corporation of the United States, I think that may be the best way, you know, you can go. If not, there's places, you know, Costa Rica ain't bad and places like that. But I don't know. I was thinking of possibly going to, you know, to Keene, you know, thinking of moving up there. You know, I don't know.
Well, I think it's in New Hampshire. There's some town there apparently where everybody's like, they've removed all the street signs and they've removed all the numbers of their houses and stuff. So you can't really, you know, you can't really find anybody unless you know somebody.
That may be Keene. It's a big college town, but they have all these activists, and they have the biggest Liberty Festival every year, which is Pork Fest in July. And people come from all over the country for this.
Because even, you know, I don't own a house, and I've never really wanted to own a house because you don't really own it, or land.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, because I thought, okay, if I had some money, maybe I could buy a chunk of land somewhere and kind of start a commune or of some sort, you know, a community, something like that. And then I thought, but, you know, they got, if you own the land, they got you. They still got you, you know, if you don't pay the taxes and whatever. So
right.
Really, like, the, you know, what we have to do is probably just, like, squat on the land, you know, just go find some government land or something and just settle it, so to speak, you know, or be nomads. I don't know.
Well, John, check this out. There's actually another option I've heard. Supposedly I heard, I think it's the Cherokee or one of the Indian tribes in the Midwest is actually trying to secede from, you know, any ties.
I heard about that.
And they actually offered anyone that's willing to give up your U.S. citizenship, you can become an honorary member. And if, as long as you're willing to move on the compound and work or whatever else, and, you know, I guess.
Because I've said for a long time now, if the Indians would have me, I'd join them in a minute. Because they're the closest thing to real sovereigns, at least right. In Canada.
Yep.
You know, they don't pay certain taxes, they're exempt from taxes and stuff like that. So they, you know, I mean, their condition is really pretty deplorable because they're, you know, all that applies on the reserve, I guess, right?
Yes, yep.
And,
yeah,
they got to stay on the reserve. It's interesting, there's all this Queen stuff going on, you know,
You had the thing where I think a couple little kids got killed, and they had a big story. A bunch of kids got molested, at one of the First Nation reservations up there. Was it the wigwams or one of them in I'd say Eastern Canada. And like you said, it had the Queen, and it also had something to do with the Catholic Church as well.
Well, there was some schools that, you know, the white man separated some of the Indian kids from their parents and put them in you know, white-oriented schools to teach them the white man's way. And, yeah, a lot of those kids got, you know, horribly abused and whatnot, and the government apologized some time ago for that. But, no, this is Prince Philip was here. with Camilla. And it's coming up on the Queen's 60th Jubilee, anniversary, whatever. And it was just interesting in the paper today, it was talking, you know, basically, if you read between the lines, you know, the Queen owns Canada and Australia and New Zealand and all the Commonwealth countries. But everybody here thinks that, you know, it's just a figurehead and it's all ceremonial and all that. Well, no, our government works for the Queen. You know,
well,
that's why they call it Crown Land, and we have Crown Corporations.
Right. Crown Corporation, right. And that's, well, and then if you look at the Crown Corporation, the main, they also own the Vatican City, London City, and D.C. And here again, you have the Queen.
The Queen owns those?
Well, no. Well, check this out. Supposedly, the Crown Corporation is a front for the Vatican. So supposedly, now here's the thing too. When you see Prince Philip, when he got married and everything else, he was wearing full Knights of Malta regalia, you know.
Right.
And
when he married Diana.
No, Diana's son, the one that just got married recently.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, and he was
William.
He was Maltese cross and everything, and that's the thing. Supposedly. They're all Knights of Malta, and so is the Queen is a Dame of Malta, and supposedly she has signed the Jesuit Oath. So really, they have 668 million acres of land on Earth, which is like 2/3 of the habitated Earth surface,
right?
Two-thirds of it, and supposedly that by her signing it. And the Saxe-Coburg, whatever the hell they're ex-German, you know, the Windsors, are actually subordinate to the Vatican and the Jesuits, and that's one of they helped them, get the crown in England too, you know. So it makes you wonder, but I definitely think that there's a strong link of it, you know, especially with the fact that you have the Bushes and all them who are definitely Knights of Malta in America. And are very big into it. And, you know, the main thing here about all the elites that I figure is they're either B'nai B'rith, which is the Jewish Freemasons, or they're Knights of Malta, you know, whichever.
Justin, can I cut you off for one second?
Sure.
While you're talking about the Knights of Malta? And Simone had wrote in the chat that she's going to have to look into all that. She never really heard of it. How about the fact that every, like, position in this government – Like the head of the CIA, the head of the Homeland,
yep.
The head of this, the head of that. But right down the list, you can go down the list of 100 different positions, and they are all Knights of Malta.
Yep, and they're all Jesuit schooled too. They either went to Fordham or Georgetown, you know. And a lot of them will admit being Knights of Malta, you know. And a lot of them are admitted Knights of Columbus, which is, you know, more like the Freemason brand.
It just goes to show you where their true interest lies.
When the Queen knights somebody, like she did George Sr. and George, what's his name, the producer of the Beatles, George Martin, Elton John, right?
Yeah.
They were knighted. So is that anything to do with the Knights of Malta or anything?
I would think that's just traditional... traditional British knighthood, and you know, I personally think that would just be under the
it's just the title.
Yes, just more under there. But you know, I think that with that title would most likely come, you know, some type of semi elite status. But yeah,
I understand that it's given to these people for service to the Queen.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
That's why they're knighted.
Right.
So
right.
Whatever that service might be, you know, in the case of George Martin, you know, his role in the culture creation business,
yep.
All the other entertainers that got it. so, okay, no, I didn't know. I was wondering if they were being knighted into any particular knighthood.
The It's a good question. Like, if that's, like, the official ceremony of it, or if it's just kind of more... I would think they would keep that kind of more on the down low, you know? But...
She did give Bush a knighthood, did she not?
Yes, I believe. I believe
because they call, you know, they call Elton John Sir Elton John now, and they call George Martin, but I never heard anybody say too. Sir George Bush.
No, well, you know what's weird, actually, too, is...
Well, that's because he was probably a president, and everybody just applies the word president automatically. They're not going to change it and call him Sir George Bush. It just doesn't sound right, you know?
Right. You know, it's...
And that makes sense, right?
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. President is almost like a bigger, you know...
Yeah, you're always going to call a president, right. You know?
Right.
Before you call him sir. Maybe over there they call him Sir George Bush. They probably call him jackass, but who knows?
Right. Yes, Simone said that type of knighting is just public fodder. I kind of agree with her on that, you know, with a lot of the celebrities. Although, you know, some of them it may have more significant meanings, you know. I think some of them probably, you know, some point or another. You know,
Justin, we're going to take a quick break. John, can you stick with us for 3 minutes? We're just going to take a quick break and be right back.
Sure.
All right, cool. Guys, stick with us. We're not going anywhere. Play a quick song. We'll be back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio.
These times are coming. We told you about them, but you motherfuckers were sleeping. Now you gotta wake up.
The time has come. Low key.
Yeah.
Immortal Technique.
Harlem, motherfucker.
Let's make history.
Bank. I write righteous rhymes with my right and wrestle the devil with my left hand. Never worked for a Zionist, never been a yes man. My art is like Rembrandt painting pictures of death camps. The average person is allergic to the words of wisdom. This is for everyone that Saddam's Kurdish murder victims. And all the pure souls that never had the chance to speak. Truth pumps in my arteries and causes my heart to beat. The soldiers haunted and tortured by guilty memories who realize too late to reveal their real enemy. It's all dead wrong for every victim of racist persecution from Auschwitz to Hebron. My words may sting cowards for people that were atomized by the third mate in the Twin Towers. Those living through the wars ask me what I do this for. Put the world in its place before it puts you in yours. You can try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless. Try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voices.
Keep my third eye hidden under my New York fitted. A crazy unmarried man that deserves to be committed. The future is encrypted in my troubled lyrics. Dreamed it up in somewhere for weeks and wake up in a couple minutes. Sweat dripping with visions of population control. Thoughts overflowing my world like the melting of the North Pole. My people are targeted by military crack committees. So I'm bucking at the feds like natives in Rapid City. Reality savage, my words are like a riot in Paris. The voice of the voiceless. That voice is social and balanced. So stand stronger, sit harder in your mental palace. Blinded inside the kingdom, united to its old habits. Middle passage coming, war chant, African drumming, Gatling gun humming, rapid fire mechanism. Reckless living that checks the rhythm of perfectionism. Slave condition, while you singing God save the system. Try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless. You can
try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voices. Detain my body, but you can't imprison my mind. If it's my time, I'll probably die with my fist in the sky. These are the thoughts of a man who can't escape from his coma. Cries of a young virgin girl who got raped by them soldiers.
Birthing a screaming bastard post-colonial nation, subject to childhood diseases, famine, war, and inflation. Education molded you into your master's image, and you forgot who the fuck you were before the war was
you're
finished.
Hearing the ghosts of Nagasaki, you're hearing Hiroshima. Beautiful babies being born with the weirdest features. You might never see me in the chart, but inshallah my seed can see peace in Iraq.
But peace and freedom can never be given. That's historically forbidden, cause only collision is the recipe, changing the course of destiny. Yeah. So I'm strapping weaponry, yeah, cause the government don't give a fuck about protecting me.
Try to avoid us, but it's pointless. You can never avoid the voices of the voiceless.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Dose of Reality Radio. You're listening to Brian Stavely, Justin Cook. We have a special guest call tonight, John B. from Canada. And we're pretty much just talking about whatever tonight. I mean, nothing specific, not just like 9/11, not just GMOs or anything like that. We're pretty much running down the whole gamut. Both of you guys back with me now?
Yep.
Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, where did we leave off? We were talking about the Knights of Malta, I think, which obviously is a very broad...
Yeah, right. Just sort of a side trip about the Queen, because there's been a fair bit of press here, and there's the, I don't know what they're called, the Monarchy Club or something, you know, the people that adore the Queen. One of my old...
Even here, they push it here. They push it on our TV a lot, yeah, like when, especially when that royal wedding goes down. They have a big run up to it. They have all types of pre-shows, and then they actually have whatever's on TV get bumped off, and they air this ridiculous royal wedding. Like, what the hell does that even have to do with us? Who gives a fuck about that? I used to think, you know?
Well, some people think that America was set up by England.
I kind of think America was a big experiment, you know? I think they wanted to
I kind of think a lot of the American Revolution might have been bullshit, you know? Who knows?
Well, here's what I think. I think that what it is they made them think that they won, and they did win to a certain point, but they always had British agents in there, and so that was a thing.